Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a door at the end of life that we all must pass through. Doesn't matter who you are, who you know, what you've done, or how much influence you have, or what you have learned, that door awaits you. That door is marked death. And it also has your name on it. No one else can go through it for you. And once you have passed through that door, it closes behind you and there is no turning back. Some have passed through that door and have found a dark and despairing imprisonment, worse than anything they could have ever imagined, an imprisonment from which there is no escape forever. Others have found, as by God's grace through Jesus, we will find a loving Savior on the other side of that door. In His hands are the keys to unlock the doors to that eternal prison. All those who believe in Him are freed to live as they have never lived before, in eternal freedom, joy, and glory. We cannot know what that experience of passing through death's door will be like, but we do know that on the other side of that door is life. We know that because we know the one who holds the keys, and He is alive. In our sermon text for today from Revelation chapter 1, the Apostle John came face to face with this key holder in his vision. Jesus Christ, he sees His face shining like the sun in all its brilliance. And overwhelmed at the sight of that glory of God, John fell at the feet of Jesus as though he, John, were dead. And then he felt the comforting hand of Jesus upon him, and Jesus' comforting words, "Do not be afraid." As you recall, during His earthly ministry, while Jesus was living among and traveling together with His disciples, He often spoke those words to His disciples. "Peace," He frequently told them at the beginning of a conversation. Another way of saying, "Do not be afraid." Here in John's vision, He says, "I am the first and the last." Jesus is part of the eternal Godhead from everlasting to everlasting, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus says, "I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever." He was dead, really dead. He too passed through that door marked death after His cruel torture and crucifixion on Good Friday. But as we know and continue to celebrate today, He arose from the dead on Easter morning to proclaim His victory over sin, death, and hell. And so He says, "I now hold the keys of death and hell." He and He alone is able to conquer the power of death and the devil. He and He alone has the power to break through the door marked death and to unlock for all believers the glories of eternal life in heaven. He is alive. He is the first and the last. He is the living one. He does hold those keys. He is the everlasting Son of God the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, we celebrated His resurrection. As John proclaims in verse 5 of our reading, He is the firstborn from the dead. He is alive. And we celebrate that reality throughout the Easter season and throughout the whole year, throughout our whole lives as believers in Him, because we know that because He lives, we too will live forever through Him. As Christians, we have great confidence in our eternal future. We know that because Jesus went to the cross for us and suffered and died and through faith in him as our Savior, one day we also will experience the glories of eternal life in heaven with him. We will not forever be imprisoned in hell, separated forever from all of his love and blessings because of our sins. No, John tells us that Jesus has, he loves us and has freed us from our sins by his own blood that he shed for us on the cross, offering himself as the sacrifice for our sins in our place. Sin is what causes death. But in Christ, we have been freed because all our sins have been washed away by his blood. Until we actually pass through that door marked death, we won't fully know what freedom and life are really all about. But we know that we will experience them. That is what God has promised. It's guaranteed, and we accept it by faith. Life and freedom actually began for us when God first freed us from our sins through the waters of holy baptism. And every time we confess our sins and seek again the freedom that his forgiveness brings, we are reassured again of the life and the freedom that will come in eternity in heaven. And so that door marked death should not frighten us. When, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know the living one, Jesus, your Savior, who holds the keys of death and hell, then you can have absolute assurance that you will have it made. Jesus Christ made us alive, and he freed us for eternity. But what's sometimes more difficult for us to grasp is that he has made us alive and freed us also for now, for today. You might think sometimes, well, it's nice to know that someday in the future I will experience life and eternity and the blessings of heaven. But that is someday. What about today? I have more immediate concerns, more immediate problems, and somehow life and freedom and eternity just don't seem to apply to my life today. Yes, it's nice to know that someday Christ will unlock the door of death and free us for eternal life, but what about right now? Perhaps some of you might be thinking, hopefully this is not you, but it's 2 weeks since the tax filing deadline has passed, and I'm still not finished with my tax returns, and you have that big cloud hanging over your head, or maybe you have an important meeting this week that you don't feel fully prepared for. I'm having trouble in school. I wish I could do better on my tests. I wish I had more friends. I'm in trouble with my boss at work. I'm afraid of losing my job and not being able to find another afterwards. I can't seem to get along with my children. I can't seem to get along with my spouse. Our home and life is being torn apart by hatred and selfishness. My parents don't understand me. This loneliness is killing me. I can't seem to overcome these bad habits. They drive me nuts, but I can't seem to do anything about them. My health is failing. I'm scheduled for surgery, and I'm worried sick. There never seems to be enough money. I just can't seem to get ahead. This guilt over some of my past wrongs is eating me up. What if people find out? Do any of those things sound familiar? Whatever your concerns might be, and we all have them, they really get in the way of the life and freedom that God intended for us to have right now. And maybe that's because we forget that a loving God who can unlock the door of death can surely unlock other doors for us as well. Life and freedom in Christ are not just for someday in the distant future. They are for today. What Christ has done for us has not just gained us freedom from eternal death. It has also gained us freedom from the many things that bind us and imprison us in our lives right now. All the doors of all the prisons in which we find ourselves today can be unlocked. The gospel reading for today is the account of the disciples who had gathered together behind locked doors after the resurrection of Jesus on that first Easter day and the subsequent Sunday. The doors were locked because the disciples were afraid of their enemies. But those locked doors are also somewhat symbolic of the fear that gripped and controlled the disciples and stole from them any sense of life and freedom. But those locked doors could not keep Jesus out. There he was, suddenly standing in their midst, despite those locked doors, and he said to them, "Peace, peace be with you." I don't know what doors you have locked in. Worry, greed, selfishness, guilt, loneliness, addiction to something that's harmful to you, lust, impatience, fear, dishonesty. All of these and all our other sins can rob us of the life of freedom that God intends for us to have as his children. Yet Jesus can unlock and step through these doors. He proved it. He has done it many times. He can come to you no matter where you are, no matter how shackled you may feel, no matter how imprisoned you are, and he can free you. He comes to you with his word of peace and says, "Do not be afraid." Empowered by the Holy Spirit, ask the risen Lord Jesus to do that for you. Look for his guidance. Study his word. Trust him to have the power that you do not have. Be willing to follow him through the door that he opens. Then life and freedom here and now will be yours. For Christians, there is so much life to live, so much freedom to enjoy. No matter what our circumstances, even in the midst of very difficult earthly circumstances, we know what life is really all about. Sometimes when people think about what is the meaning of life, sometimes they thinking about all the mundane and frustrating and difficult things in this life, they might wonder, is that all there really is? Perhaps temporary happiness, but many troubles as well, and death in the end. Those questions that are so often asked and contemplated are a sad commentary about the pursuit of life and happiness that so many chase after in our world today. People, including all of us, also from time to time still seek fulfillment and success and pleasure and the good life in the things of this world. Such pursuits are nothing more in the end than exercises in disappointment. Sooner or later, everything, all the pleasures of this life will fade away, and we will again be faced with that sad question, is that all there is? Real life, the best life, is grounded in a relationship with a loving God who brings the blessings of love, peace, fulfillment, purpose, understanding, joy, and hope. And he brings these blessings to all our activities. Life, real, meaningful life, is just not possible apart from him. And we know what real freedom is all about, too. It is release from the bondage of all those things that would seek to separate us from God, all those frustrating dead ends in life. It's not something that we can ever acquire on our own. It comes through Jesus and through him alone. That's what the blessings of Easter are all about, not only eternally, but here and now. When you are in Christ Jesus, the living one, the first and the last, the firstborn from the dead, the holder of the keys to death and hell, through faith in him, then you are truly alive and freed. Amen.